We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime! How y'all feel? T-T-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, 1 hour down, one to go. Happy Friday, everybody. Shane and Bruce here on Sports Daily. The State Farm picks coming up in the next segment. That's part of What's on Tap, brought to you by Side Pockets at the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. On this day in sports history, coming up 45 minutes from now, courtesy of Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge. There are a few things left to be determined in Major League Baseball. Big weekend for playoff races, as there are four series for us to look at between teams in playoff contention. Brewers and the Cardinals in the National League Central. Brewers and Cubs trail by four in the Central. Cardinals in the catbird seat. Brewers are tied with the Cubs for the second NL wild card spot. St. Louis has a 91% chance to make the playoffs, 77% chance to win the division. Brewers, 33%, even though they lost Christian Yelich to a broken kneecap. That couldn't have, that is never at a good time, but man, I can't believe the bad luck that the Brewers and Christian Yelich had a couple of days ago.
I saw the Cardinals, let's see, what's today, Friday, so I didn't see him Wednesday night, I think I saw, yeah. Yeah, the 2-1 ball game that the Rockies won. Rockies beat them 2 out of 3. So I thought that the Cardinals looked fair. I mean, they had two well-pitched games. They looked okay. Obviously they had a really good offensive day yesterday, put up double-digit runs. I think they hit four home runs in that game yesterday. But
all solos, too, I think.
Yeah, that's a guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I will say this about the thing that I like about the Cardinals right now is that they've had just a torrid second half of the season.
Yeah, they sure have.
Just really torrid. And so, you got to feel pretty good about where they are right now. But they're just one of what? How many teams are in the mix right now? I mean, who are your World Series? Give me three teams in order in the National League for World Series favorites.
Oh, my gosh.
Are the Dodgers your top pick?
Yeah, in order, probably. The Dodgers at the top.
Right?
Yeah.
I'd say the Dodgers are still my top pick.
Maybe the Braves.
Maybe the Braves, but would it be very much over the Cardinals? I don't know.
No.
So,
but I mean, it's clearly the Dodgers and then
yes.
A little cluster of others.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs won yesterday 4-1 over the Padres. Yu Darvish struck out 14. So there's been a Yu Darvish signing.
God, that's news.
Whew. Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2. So they're hanging in there. So that's Brewers and Cardinals series coming up this weekend ought to be a good one. Just some news and notes on the Brewers without Christian Yelich. They're 12-7 without him, but they do average about a half a game a run lower when he's not in the lineup compared to with. No big surprise there. And Yelich has 8 home runs and 19 RBI against St. Louis this year. So talk about timely. Cardinals don't have to deal with him or that. Braves at Nationals. Braves lead the Nationals by 8.5 in the NL East. Nationals lead the Brewers and Cubs by 3.5 for the first NL wild card spot. So if the Nationals, I guess, want to make a last gasp effort at the division, here's a shot.
Braves have done a really nice job keeping everybody at stiff arm's length, haven't they?
Yep.
I mean, they really have. I mean, they've been very consistent. You know, they jumped out there, and you looked at them, and you thought, okay. I mean, because we'd seen this last year. I think that we'd seen enough of the Braves playing at a pretty good level a year ago that I don't think it surprised anyone. But their staying power has been really good. I mean, they've been a good club pretty much from start to finish.
They beat the Twins. The Nationals did 12-6 yesterday. And the Braves, I think they lost to the Phillies. Yeah, Phillies beat them 9-5 yesterday. With the NL race basically all but over, the Braves have a 99.6% chance to win the division, so that's pretty good odds. The Nationals have moved Max Scherzer up to start Friday's game, which would line him up to potentially start the final game of the season if it matters for Washington's playoff chances, or the wild card game. So the jockeying with the rotation has already started, at least for the Nationals. Since returning to the IL on August 22nd, Max Scherzer's been increasing his pitch count in every start, going from 71 to 89 to 90 to 98. So apparently he is getting closer to being back. I think, what was it, a back issue that shelved him for a little while?
Yes, I believe that is correct.
As far as the Braves are concerned, Ron Acuña Jr. became the youngest player in Major League Baseball history to get 35 home runs and 35 stolen bases in a season. With one more home run and four more steals, he'll be just fifth player, regardless of age, with a 40-40 season. I would have thought those things were a thing of the past. Canseco, Bonds, Rodriguez, Alfonso Soriano, 40-40 club members. If I'm Acuña Jr., I'm going for it.
Oh, my God. That close. Absolutely. Well, sure.
All right, the Dodgers have already clinched the NL West, clinched the NL West, and they lead the Braves by four games for the best record in the National League. Dodgers and Mets this weekend. The Mets are two games out of the second NL wild card spot. I don't particularly have a rooting interest in the National League, but the Mets are really fascinating, considering we had no idea what in the world they were doing. June?
Right.
When they acquired Marcus Stroman instead of selling, and here they are.
Well, everyone was talking about them being a train wreck, and who's the joke on?
21% chance to make the playoffs, so they're still.
I mean, they're still there.
Still got it.
July
24th, they had a 4% chance to make the playoffs.
Well.
Currently at 21%.
When you can pitch like they pitch. You always got a chance, and they can pitch. So
Dodgers have already clinched the NL West. It's a big series for the Mets, who enter Friday just two games out of the NL wild card race. Since the All-Star break, the Mets have been nothing if not streaky. They've had three separate win streaks of at least five games and a six-game losing streak mixed in there. The Mets have seen the playoff odds both drop below 4% and rise above 50%.
Interesting.
In the last 3 months.
That's telling.
So
are we too dismissive of the Dodgers? Now, bear with me on this. From a World Series standpoint, or should we give them more credit, a la the Braves during that great stretch when they were winning division titles? For winning seven straight National League West championships or titles, I mean,
that's impressive to me. So I'm more on the attaboy side.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't particularly care about the Dodgers one way or the other, but when you can win a division in Major League Baseball seven times in a row, that's pretty darned impressive.
I
now, agree. I mean, the scoreboard shot is, well, how many World Series do they have during that stretch? And I get it. But, you got to get there first,
sure.
And winning the division is a pretty good place to start. And they were in the World Series a year ago. So, and I think that if they'd be the team that you'd pick, probably right now. I think I'd probably pick them over Atlanta.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I mean, you're going on a limb if you pick anybody but the Dodgers in the National League.
Well, that's right.
Clayton Kershaw and Noah Syndergaard, your combatants on the mound tonight in New York.
Boy, that's worth a peek.
That's not bad.
That's worth a peek.
Likewise, okay, let's go to the American League. Twins-Indians. Twins lead the Indians by 3.5 in the AL Central. Indians are a half game out of the second wild card spot. So they're kind of hanging by a thread, Cleveland is.
And the Twins have been a team that have stayed the course.
Mm-hmm. You talk about stiff-arming the competition in
yes.
the Central.
I mean, you know, hearing footsteps and never really, you know, not really batting an eyelash on it.
Jake,
good stuff.
Jake Odorizzi has won 14 games with the Twins this year, former Royal.
Mm.
Twins have a 94% chance to hang on to win the division. Meanwhile, the Indians have a 55% chance to make the playoffs. This is according to Fangraphs.com, by the way. It's their final series this season against the Twins. So this is their last chance, the Indians, to go head-to-head. Cleveland currently has the tiebreaker over Minnesota, thanks to having a better head-to-head record.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 9 of the 16 matchups and outscored the Twins by a grand total of 4 runs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now
they're going to have to do it without Byron Buxton. That poor guy, can't see, has had a shoulder issue, and I think he's out. Their run-saving center fielder for the Twins, and they come in 89 and 57. They've had a hell of a year.
Let me give you a ridiculous proposition.
Okay.
I'm going to see how you respond to it. I'll give you, in the American League, if you give me the Astros.
To do what? Make it to the...
Went to win the American League. American League pennant. I'm going to take the Astros and give you the field. You're going to take the field? It's your last buck.
Oh,
you're down
man.
To your last dollar. What are you going with?
No, I'm not taking it.
I hear you.
Not taking the field.
I hear you. That's where I'm at. And the American League's got plenty of suitors. Yankees are a capable ball club. Twins are more than a capable ball club. The Indians are a capable. The A's are capable. Or even better than that. Give me the Astros.
Well.
Astros-Dodgers.
The only thing that would give you pause when you're talking about who you got, the field or the Astros. I know this is regular season. They're 39 and 33 on the road.
Yeah, that is that.
For
that
a team
would be
as dominant
spot, right?
as they seem
yeah.
to be, 6 games mm-hmm. over on the road.
Mm. Yeah,
I mean, we're poking holes in this a little bit and splitting hairs.
What is their road record since Greinke? I wonder.
That'd be worth looking into. But
yeah,
it's Cole and Danny Duffy tonight. Garrett Cole and the Astros. Pay the Royals a visit for a quick 3-game series.
What's your over-under on strikeouts for Garrett Cole?
I was just looking up his numbers. He almost has, and try to envision this, he almost has 100 more strikeouts than innings pitched. 184 and a third and 281 strikeouts.
Wow.
He last pitched a week ago, obviously. Seattle, 8 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. It was a home run. No walks, 15 strikeouts. Here are his last 5 starts, strikeout totals. 14 in the American League with the DH. One of them was
he's wearing out. He's wearing out, for God's sakes.
Yeah, well, 15
he's
was the most recent.
10.
Well, that,
yeah,
that I'm going in.
His last 2 starts.
I'm going, no. I'm going in descending order. Sorry.
Right, yeah.
It's 29 in his last 2 starts.
God, 29.
And the Royals struck out 13 times yesterday in 6 innings against Lucas Giolito. So I would put the over-under at 13 and a half.
Might take the over.
Striking out 14 big league hitters is incredibly hard to do, and Garrett Cole's done it 3 consecutive starts.
So you've got
and
a guy.
Might not win, and might not win the Cy Young.
Oh, absolutely. So you got a guy on your staff that's the best swing and miss pitcher in the American League, one that's thrown multiple no-hitters, including one this year, and then a guy that arguably has been the most consistent pitcher over the last, what, 14 years in Major League Baseball?
Mm-hmm. Except for maybe one or two hiccups. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not – and that doesn't even include Wade Miley.
Yeah. He's going to pitch in this series. It's going to be Cole, Greinke, and Miley. So they'll miss Verlander, but still.
I mean, Miley's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Better than good.
The last time Garrett Cole pitched against the Royals, 6 1/3, 7 hits, 4 runs, 2 home runs, no walks, 9 strikeouts. So only 9. The last time they faced him, it was May 6th.
Well, and he didn't pitch that well. I mean, in a relative sense.
Well,
right?
2 home runs.
Yeah. So there
and
you go.
4 runs overall. Royals, mm-hmm. by the way, and I don't want to, you know, create any smoke screens or anything, but the Royals have been hitting home runs at a pretty crazy rate since August. Hunter Dozier hit one 15 miles yesterday in that win against Chicago White Sox. And Jorge Soler is sitting on, what, 43, 44?
Right, yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him is right. Juiced or not, I don't care. He's squaring it up and he's hitting hard. Because
they've won 4 series in a row all of a sudden, too.
Yeah, yeah. And he's hitting prodigious home runs.
Oh, my gosh. He's
not sneaking them out of ballparks.
He is like 16 or 17 home runs this year that have gone 430 feet or farther.
Yeah, he's hit the ball hard. So,
he has
a hell of a year.
44 home runs and 107 ribbies.
Mm-hmm.
And actually hitting 257, which is about 20 points higher than I thought he would be. I mean, he strikes out a lot. But
dude, if he can hit 257 with 40-plus bombs every year, you better multi-year him.
That's what I'm saying. Don't mess around. Do it now.
Yeah,
I thought they would have done it by now. The Royals, for as bad as they are, could have the hits leader, stolen base leader, and home run leader in the American League, possibly.
Think about that.
Yep.
It's cool. I like it.
Quite. Now it's helped Soler a little bit that Mike Trout's been on the shelf. He may or may not come back this weekend, I think. That's what I heard. He's got a foot issue. But as streaky as Soler is, he has an outside shot of hitting 50. He's only one home run behind Mike Trout now for the American League lead.
Wow.
Yep. Pete Alonso's got 47. He leads all big leaguers. I'll give you, next time I see you, $50 if you can tell me who's behind Pete Alonso in the National League home run race. On your honor, I'm going to trust that you're not
looking at anything. Don't know if I know this. Let's see. It's not Arenado. I know that.
He is fifth.
Yeah, he's
eight home runs behind Alonso.
God, he hit a bomb earlier this week. Holy Christmas. Don't know.
Eugenio Suarez from the Cincinnati Reds has 45.
I'll be damned. Huh.
Yeah, he just passed Cody Bellinger and Christian Yelich for second. He's got 45
home
runs.
I knew it couldn't be Bellinger because that would be too obvious.
Right.
But I would have sat here for a while and come up with
that. Oh, God. I'll let you guess all day. Yeah. All right, it's that time. When we come back, we'll be joined by Kevin Shields from State Farm. We are all unbelievably consistently mediocre after 2 weeks in our State Farm picks. But that's
I'm saying this right now, though, that Shields, a KU guy, he's going to pick Boston College.
And
I'm
he's a KU guy?
Right now, and he's a KU guy.
All right, we'll find out. State Farm picks are coming up.
T-Mobile T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.